It's March, and all you basketball fans know what that means, March Madness. Tonight, Florida A&M tips off in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Tournament. Despite playing in the shadow of bigger and better universities, players at the historically black school are succeeding both on and off the court this year. As Florida Public Radio's James Call reports, it's quite a turnaround for the university.
Florida A&M coach Mike Gillespie wins basketball games and graduates players. The small Tallahassee University was doing neither before he arrived in 2001. It hadn't had a winning record in 11 years, and just 9% of its players in the 1990s earned a degree. Gillespie's secret? He tells his team it's all about attitude.
If you're a very selfish person in a marriage or in a family, your family's going to be very dysfunctional. If you have that type of atmosphere in the game of basketball, you're going to have a very dysfunctional team.
Gillespie doesn't tolerate dysfunction. In a game last week against Coppin State, his players were slow to react to a turnover.
That's our ball on a jump ball! That is our ball on a jump ball! I got a dive on that thing and smother that thing!
Gillespie is intense and works himself into as much of a sweat as his players do. During games and in practice, he's loud and constantly moving. Guard Ernest Maul played junior college ball in Indiana, and it was an easy decision for him to come to FAMU with Gillespie.
Knowing that he cares about us and knowing that he wants me to graduate, I had to get a summer class this summer, and a lot of schools fell off not believing that I would get it. He just instills trust in his players. That's basically the main reason, and I had confidence in him as well as he had confidence in me.
In recent years, FAMU has been plagued by scandals. Missing financial aid money, questionable hiring practices, and late paychecks. In six seasons, Gillespie has worked for four presidents and five athletic directors. Yet, he has posted a winning conference record every year. And this year, FAMU may have its first 20-win season in nearly two decades. During his tenure as FAMU coach, Gillespie has had 22 seniors, 20 earned degrees. His players say he tells them what to expect when they arrive on campus. An Irish Catholic dad who wants to know everything about their lives.
I know exactly how many hours each guy needs to graduate. I know the curriculum that they're in. I can tell you how many hours they've passed, what their GPA is, make sure that they're going to class, doing all the right things, and I can stay on top of it as the head coach. I think the greater opportunity we have to graduate our kids.
Junior John Mason says Coach Gillespie is like a father to the players.
You know, he just makes sure everything is in order, and if it's not, he'll either help you get there or put you with a person that will help you get there.
Gillespie has things in order for the Rattlers to achieve two of their preseason goals, a 20-win season and an NCAA tournament bid. The team takes the first steps in that direction tonight in its opening conference tournament game. For NPR News, I'm James Call in Tallahassee.
Quick, punch and get here.